I am so proud of Multnomah. You know, I bought my property here in 2003. I signed my paperwork the day of the Global Cannabis March 2003, ran inside the papers and came back to the march. And here it is again, ICO, Portland Normal, Oregon Normal. Again, leading the way, and all of you people. You know, in a little while, people are gonna come out of the bricks for the march. I hope you're gonna be here for it. It kicks off at 4 or 4:20. And folks, we love 4:20, we love 7:10, but we don't love you to smoke during that time here in public. Because we have to respect the city of Portland. We have to respect the police officers that are escorting us. And if you want to keep our name good and clean, let's change that stereotype that we can't control ourselves. Don't smoke. It is vitally important. And you know, now that we've legalized, I wish my sister Melody Silverwolf was here today to celebrate this march. She helped me so much with Oregon Normal. She was one of the board of directors, one of our directors, and she was a word witch. A definite word witch. She could make language happen in a minute. I'd send her something, she goes, oh, I have a headache. I go, please edit this for me. She had it back in 2 minutes. It was amazing, her work. And I'm sorry, and I really miss the fact that I don't get to hug her here today. Because I always have. Sister, I hope you rest in peace wherever you may be. And make changes where you're at right now. And I know you can do it, baby. And I also want to say, we did a great job of legalizing marijuana here. There are some issues. Get on the phone. You know, it's changed since I first started, and with Anna Diaz and Melody Silverwolf founded, and with Russ Belleville and everybody here. There's so many, I can't even name them. And we started it, we ran it. It was an era, 3,000 members large. People lined up 350 at a time. We gave away 200 cuttings a month. And we gave away small bits of medicine. And now we've changed it here in Oregon, and now we need to continue marching across the United States. Yeah. And we need to change it for everybody. And now everybody here, get up off of your ass, put your joint down, and step away from your rig. Just for a minute, and make a phone call, damn it. We need to free every single non-violent marijuana prisoner today.
Yeah.
Today, make sure when you go home, you let them know. Please, and ladies, buckle up your bras. You know, legalization hasn't happened because only of women, but I'll tell you what, it's accelerated since women got involved. Yeah! So I love you, Scott, everybody. Thank you so much for being out here and for bringing this event here. But the work isn't done. And if you're a patient, you better get up and you better call about SB 844-6 and 7. I don't know exactly where it's at, but we wrote it as one of the early drafters, I can tell you. We made sure it was in the language 3 separate times that the Oregon Medical Marijuana Act was not to be changed. So you need to have your voices heard now. I love you all. I love Portland, Oregon.